I leaned against a gate and looked into an empty field where no sheep were feeding, where the short grass was nipped and blanched. It was a very grey day, a most opaque sky, onding on snow, canopied all. Thence flakes fell at intervals, which settled on the hard path and on the hoary lea without melting. I stood, a wretched child enough, whispering to myself over and over again, "What shall I do? What shall I do?" All at once I heard a clear voice call, "Miss Jane, where are you? Come to lunch." It was Bessie, I knew well enough, but I did not stir. Her light step came tripping down the path. "You naughty little thing," she said. "Why don't you come when you're called?" Bessie's presence, compared with the thoughts over which I had been brooding, seemed cheerful, even though, as usual, she was somewhat cross. The fact is, after my conflict with and victory over Mrs. Reed, I was not disposed to care much for the nursemaid's transitory anger, and I was disposed to bask in her youthful lightness of heart. I just put my two arms round her and said, "Come, Bessie, don't scold." The action was more frank and fearless than any I was habituated to indulge in. Somehow it pleased her. "You are a strange child, Miss Jane," she said, as she looked down at me. "A little roving, solitary thing. And you're going to school, I suppose?" I nodded. "And won't you be sorry to leave poor Bessie?" "What does Bessie care for me? She's always scolding me." "Because you're such a queer, frightened, shy little thing. You should be bolder." "What? To get more knocks?" "Nonsense. But you are rather put upon, that's certain. My mother said when she came to see me last week that she would not like a little one of her own to be in your place. Now come in and have some good news for you."